This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, this is a Leon Rose made decision. He had the backing of ownership of Jim Dolan. But when you consider that, you know, a lot of this is Leon Rose's doing, right? Some things that you can't absolve the front office for. It wasn't Tom Thibodeau's decision to trade 5 draft picks for Mikal Bridges. It wasn't Tom Thibodeau's decision to go get Karl Anthony Towns either, right? So the front office also has some blame to share here.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I respect you got to ask it, but like, you guys, this is a crazy question. It's not going to, like, Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. I think it's funny that the media is out there for like the first day and all of a sudden they know exactly how good we're going to be and how good all the players are and all the tempos. Like, we don't even put on pads yet. Like, we have made one tackle.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
There's a drive to left by Hunter Goodman. Stowers going back. It's out of here. Touch him all time. Hunter Goodman, his 10th homer of the year. And the Rockies take the lead 3-2.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan.
Hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We do not have Bill Orem in again. We have relieved him of his duties, much like the Knicks with Tibbs. We did not classify it as a firing.
No, I think relieved. 2 days getting up at this time of the day was enough for Bill.
I think he's currently relieved now, not having to wake up at 4 a.m. and in today, the wonderful, the beautiful Andrew Nemec hanging out with us.
How's it going?
How we doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I thought Orem did a great job, by the way.
He was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed listening.
I never know, and you're kind of in the same background here. I know you've been with us on The Fan for a while, but I never know what to expect if you do something like this with a writer. Like, there's an element where you guys are really great at what you do. I could never write. I'm a terrible writer, grammatically incorrect, sentence structure, all of it's awful. But you bring them on, and it's like, talking versus writing. Orem was good. He was a lot of fun.
See, I think people who have read my work would be like, well, we know his bag isn't really writing, so it better be talking. So fingers crossed that that I hold my own today.
When was the moment you wanted, like, you knew you wanted to write? Like, for me, I remember listening to Colin on 910 The Fan, and I remember just thinking, oh my God, I love to talk about sports. I never once was like, I read the newspaper, but I wouldn't be like, oh, I want to write. I always was like that. I'd rather talk. And so, like, that was the moment for me that I knew I'd love to do that if that was a real job.
Yeah, I held radio in such high esteem and kind of thought that you needed to be a former athlete to really get your breakthrough.
Really?
That I almost was like, my way around to radio eventually will be writing. The other piece is my dad was a coach. He played small college ball. My mom was an English teacher. So when I was writing as a kid, she would kind of hold me to a much, much higher standard starting in like third grade than any other. So she, her famous line is, "I can't see that," meaning the boy saw the dog. What kind of dog? How old's the boy?
Right. The follow-up questions.
Did he glance? Was it a stare?
Give me some information,
Give
damn
me
it.
Detail.
Yes.
So I learned a lot of writing detail really, really young. I wrote really well really young. Do you remember in Oregon when they did those stupid like 1 through 6 state testing? Are we the same age?
Where you're I'm 38. Writing? I'm going to be 39 in December.
I'm 39.
Okay.
So in Oregon for a while, you had to pass a writing state benchmark, and a 4 was passing, a 5 was very, very good, and a 6 was supposed to be like unheard of. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because people were intimidated that my mom might say something. I got 6s all the time as a writer, and I just used a lot of detail. But I wasn't a great like journalism. I've never been a great journalism writer. That was always my path to be around sports and talk about sports. So this, I think, I hope, fingers crossed,
right,
is kind of actually more of what I always dreamed of doing. Like I was in the car for the Kenny Wayne's gonna score. Wayne's gonna score.
Yeah,
from Jerry Allen. I remember that. I was in the car coming home from a football game. I used to go to bed listening to the Blazer post game.
Right.
And so I always grew up listening to radio. There are dozens of times, because people won't realize this who are younger, Duck games didn't all, and Beaver games didn't used to all be on TV. So if you wanted to,
ABC kick.
And there was no streaming.
No.
So if you wanted to be up to the minute with
radio
the game.
Radio was huge, yeah.
It was radio.
Yeah.
So I... No, as a kid growing up, there were multiple Saturdays where I spent hours in our minivan listening to sports radio. And now it was a game. It wasn't sports talk radio, but I grew up with that. So I held that in such high esteem that it was like, that would be cool, but I think my pathway to ever getting any chance of doing that is going to be writing. And I do enjoy writing.
Right.
I don't want to get it twisted where it's like he hates writing. But I've always enjoyed talking sports with my family and friends more than writing.
This job has its things as well, but like I just always found writing to be so lonely and so quiet and boring, and it just I remember when I was covering Oregon State.
Quiet and boring.
For Comcast, I was supposed to do a lot of blogging, like writing, and okay. I totally misled in my interview process of like what I was actually qualified to do.
Okay.
I wanted the gig.
You played up the writing.
There was video editing. They're like, do you know how? And I'm like, absolutely. First day, first video, the worst video you've ever seen recorded and done by a beat guy. And it was so bad we could not post it. And so in the process, though, I'm like, I could do that. And I remember doing writing and I hated it. And I remember calling a boss and I'm like, what if I just did a podcast instead of writing? What if I just did all my reports? I recorded them. I did a podcast. I have access to the studio. What if I just did that? And then people could listen on the next day's drive or whatever, instead of go to this website and read in today's practice, I don't know anything.
It's words.
So-and-so did this.
But listening.
Marcus Wheaton caught 2 passes, or whatever. That would just be a lot easier for me, but I had to get through it. It's partially why I was not retained. But I am glad that you're in here because, one, we've done a show together, haven't we?
We've never done a show together.
We haven't?
We've never done a show together.
I had a good idea. At least I think it's a good idea. And I would throw swag in the ring on this, too. I think we should identify the slowest week of the sports calendar where nobody is taking vacation. And I think we should do like a random draft and we should mix up the hosts in the time slots.
This is a good idea.
So you like take the hat, you get a Rop. You reach into the hat, you get a Dirt. Now Dirt and Rop are doing a show. Now we find out, is Rop going to wake his ass up at 4 a.m. or is Dirt going to go back to his old lifestyle of sleeping until 2 p.m.? That's, we'll see what happens there.
Well, he's never going back to sleeping until 2 p.m.
Touche. Yeah, you're right. Not with a baby. No.
Asking Rop to get up at 4:30 in the morning is
that would doesn't be a involve golf.
Show. It's going to be an.
Golf might be the only thing that gets
it.
Would
his butt be a one time show. It would just be for
He'd
fun.
It
would be a one host show. Rob's not coming in, not waking up at 4:30 in the
Rob
morning.
Rob would walk in as the cameras are on and as the show open is ending. And hey, what did you sounding all tired? But I always thought that would be fun. I didn't know we hadn't done a show together. I feel like we had done a show together. But I'm glad you made it in because there's a lot going on behind the scenes here. And I can only give so much information publicly. Only so much. But I was worried you wouldn't be able to make it in because it feels like behind the scenes, internally, we got a little bit of a Game of Thrones happening. Everybody wants the same thing, man. You know, winter is coming. We know winter's coming at a certain time slot. And I have just, I've seen and heard a lot in the last 2 weeks. And so I didn't know if you were going to make it in. Maybe Schultze was going to slash a tire. Maybe Joe Fisher was going to put a little something in your food. I didn't know what P. Harris was going to sprinkle into the coffee. I was just glad you made it in today because I was nervous behind the scenes. We got a Game of Thrones situation happening, and I don't know who to trust right now and who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. The anger, all of that stuff is happening behind the scenes.
I just don't want to be pegged as a Lannister. I don't want any ties to making out with my sister or anything. You know, I just...
Sister's kind of hot.
No.
Not going to lie there, are you?
We didn't have to go there, did we? I opened the door. I opened the door. That is my mistake. I could have said I was a Baratheon. I immediately thought Lannister. That's on me.
Yeah, it is.
That is on me.
Shouldn't dive into incest at 6 a.m. We'll play that game.
I just wanted to wake everybody up.
Swag and I, we're sickos.
There's very few boundaries for him.
Clearly.
Very few.
Clearly, your sister's kind of hot.
Well, I mean, you know, we're all kind of like,
she's going through a divorce. She's single now.
Oh, the actress?
My sister?
Oh, wait, who are we talking about here?
You said my sister kind of hot.
Oh, I didn't know you had a sister. I was talking about the character from the show.
Oh, well, then there's a little extra information.
I didn't actually consider you and your sister. I'm sorry about that.
I
no disrespect meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Right. So she is available.
So there you go,
got
everybody.
That going for you.
Sure, she appreciates that.
I don't think she does. I think this is a nightmare. Luckily for her, she's definitely not awake.
Don't worry. A lot of people are not awake yet to hear this.
Nobody's
conversation.
Listening anyway.
Exactly. Yes. It's
you know how you said, "Hey, we've never done a show together. Let's just not blow the first segment."
Yeah. Well.
Sorry about that.
Well, I don't know what your definition of a blown segment is. I think
this is great. This is radio gold.
This is right up my alley. Yeah. This is right in my wheelhouse.
I mean, anytime we can talk about incest and Nimick's sister. I feel like that's probably not great for me.
Yeah.
But it might be interesting for the listener.
There's really not any segment I think you could throw my way that I'm like not participating in.
Yeah,
as weird as it gets. I get whatever you want to do.
Who are you in Game of Thrones? In this Game of Thrones scenario?
Oh man. I'm probably Tyrion. I'm running around person to person. This is what I heard from the Dark Lord. This is what I think might happen.
Dark Lord.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I did watch the show. It's a long time ago. The show ended pretty terribly.
It was
the writers were doing Star Wars. They checked out Star Wars, Starbucks cups on the table. Look, I watched it. There are also a million characters. So I did in the moment have like, what's this guy's name again? Oh, that's right. But I'm probably Tyrion. I'm running around. I'm hearing everything. I'm telling some people stuff. I'm telling other people some stuff. Yeah, I'm playing the game, but I'm not like actually involved with decision making.
There's a scene in which Tyrion gives three different narratives of what will happen next.
Yeah.
And the way he's doing that is to see who the gossip is.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You very easily, given the number of people you've talked to, could have done that and figured out exactly who's spilling the beans. Like, I hear it's this. Mm. I hear it's that. The other thing is Dusty is clearly then the three-eyed raven.
Well, yeah.
I mean let's call a spade a spade.
Absolutely. Oh, he also could be viewed as the dragon lady. What's the dragon queen's name?
Daenerys?
Daenerys, that's right. Dude, the show's been off for a long time.
Come on, man. I read the books. And Mike Lynch and I
big nerd.
Oh, yeah, big nerd. Mike Lynch and I did a podcast for the last season.
Oh, I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, we don't need to get paid. And they're like, oh, don't worry. We're not paying you.
Yeah, why would we pay you to do that?
If you want to use the studio, we won't charge you.
Yeah.
But if you want to, yeah, if you and Mike want to come in and do some Game of Thrones stuff, you're welcome to. Just don't expect any money from
Well, it's already a fun start to the program. We've touched on a lot here.
Yeah, we are well underway.
We are well underway.
We will
underway.
Get to some sports
at
some point.
We, you know, people keep saying this as if I haven't been doing sports segments. I feel like I'm doing a decent amount of sports segments.
It's a light time in the calendar.
I mean, we're not in the finals. We don't really care about the teams in the finals. Hockey is going to hockey. We'll get to the hockey. Baseball, like if your team's good and interesting, that's fun. But when they're not, my team sucks.
Why is it that at different times of the day? So I've hosted all three shows within the last 7 days, 10 days.
Okay.
Why
Some
is it?
Some say you're playing the game right.
That the standard at different shows at different times in the day is totally different regarding how often we talk sports. When I do primetime with Sug, every once in a while you get like, enough of the sports. That's too much sports.
Well, and that's a conditioning thing.
They've conditioned them for two decades as to what to expect.
They've done 20 years of, like, we give you
Morning's
fart sounders
and randoms. Morning's a little different because people are all starting their days at different times, and so...
I view it as a mix. We do, I would say, of the percent, 100% of the
we
show...
We do more sports than probably the rest of the shows. We cover a wider range.
Yeah.
We'll go down any path as long as it's relevant and interesting.
I've always been told noon to three is supposed to, well, we were told originally that it's supposed to be just X's and O's, and don't you dare do a show for your brother. Do a show for your father. And I never really understood what that meant.
What's the difference?
I don't know what the difference. I never heard that.
How old is my brother in this hypothetical scenario?
I don't know.
I was like, I know people that are my father's age that laugh at the same things my brother would laugh at.
Right.
But, you know, I never really got a clear answer on that. That's just what I was told by the scenes. I don't know. I don't think there is one set standard way of doing it. I just think you go with the flow. We do sports on this show. I don't think we fart around as much as primetime.
Probably not. Rob always says my sports pants get tight on primetime.
Yeah.
Like, Nimic's always going to have sports pants.
You're a
sports
nerd.
Pants tight. Yeah.
We've established
Game of Thrones,
this.
Sports
Writer,
pants tight.
Yeah, big nerd.
Let's nerd out some more.
Just not incest.
No, that is where I draw the line. And
I'm glad that's the line.
You know what? First segment, I'm glad we've established this because I don't want to talk about incest going forward.
Andrew Nimic, anti-incest. There we go. That's the show.
Right.
Okay.
Boom.
Now we buckle up and now we get it going. Nimic in, Swag hanging out. We got status story to get into. Rylan Styles is going to join us of Locked On Thunder. Oh, our good friend Rylan Styles. I cannot wait to talk with Rylan Styles. How could anybody forget Rylan Styles, our great friend in Oklahoma City? My God, nobody forgets that guy, especially me. Rylan Styles, 7:30. A lot to dive into. Let's start with the big breaking news out of the association. The NBA NBA'd yesterday. They fired a coach who had a lot of success. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, 6:21. Welcome back in, Dirt and Sprague, with Nemec in today. Dirt will be back tomorrow, I think. I've had a lot of. I have three texts with him on it, like three of the different group chats. Absolutely, just silence, radio silence. Not a single response. And a couple of those group chats are ones that, like, you think he would respond given the nature of the group chat. Nothing. Not a thing.
Now, forgive me. Where is he?
He's moving.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Yeah, he's doing the slow move thing, where he's not knocking it out in one day. He's, like, doing 2 to 3 hours of drives and drops and drives and drops. And
how far apart are the two homes?
6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe less.
Okay.
He described it as two when I, because I did a pop-in at his new house. We might have to talk about that tomorrow. A... Unscheduled
drive-by.
Uncommunicated. He didn't even know how I knew where he lived.
Wow.
Type drop-in. Is that creepy?
A little bit.
Given my nature on the show of saying...
Not surprising, but
you give me
bit.
An address and I will look at your house on Zillow. I think it's kind of right in my wheelhouse. Of,
now, did you come with a housewarming gift? A gift basket or something?
Yeah. What am I, a crazy person?
Well, I didn't know if it was one of those you happened to be in that area for something else and said, oh, this is, I'm right by it. Like you realized where you were.
He didn't give me the address.
Well, I'm quite certain of that.
So I did some investigating. Okay. I got the address.
Wow.
And the funniest thing was when I showed up, he had just coincidentally arrived at the house for the first time that day. It was
Whoa.
His day he got the key. And I had just showed up 2 minutes after he got there.
Were you there with the intention to see him, or were you doing a pure drive-by of, I'd like to see what Dirt's house looks like?
No, because I had already redfinned the address when I got it from my investigating.
So strange.
So I'd already toured the house. I did the video tour, and then I looked at the photos, and I
wow.
tried to like say, how would I set up this room? And then I showed up with the intention of seeing him and just got super lucky that he had just gotten there.
Are you into interior design? Are you into stocking? What is this?
Well, Dirt thinks I like to stock people's homes because I want to see the price. I couldn't care less about the price.
Okay.
Although if you have a house and I look it up and it's like $890,000, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of like good for yous in return on that text.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm just genuinely curious.
Okay.
I just saw Mike Richmond's house. I showed up to his front door. Didn't text him at all.
What are you doing?
That was also a gift. I had gift drop days, and for Dirty, it just moved in, and for Richmond, I meant to deliver something that I told him I'd deliver months before.
So you were invited to his house?
No. I showed up. He didn't know I was showing up.
Did he know that you had his address?
Maybe. He might have remembered.
This is a very strange thing about you.
I don't think it's strange at all.
Oh, swag.
If I gave you my address right now, just for, you said, hey, I need an address in my phone, you wouldn't look up my house?
Oh, no. I probably would.
The chances
that I would swing by your house unannounced any time in the next 6 months is literally zero.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't usually do that to people.
That's the part I think is
weird. I hate the unannounced pop-in.
You've done it twice now to people that we know in just the last few days.
I met Mike's wife, too. Very nice gal.
I think that's weird.
He wasn't there. It's like, hey, I know you don't know me, and this feels weird. I know your husband. I'm supposed to drop this off.
Oh, well, you were supposed to drop something off, at least.
Well, yeah, but we didn't ever talk about a time. So yeah. This was, and it was like 4 months later.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is man. It weird?
Yes. You are a weird person.
Okay.
I would never do this to anyone.
What about the dirt one? Is that one weird?
Yeah.
Because he didn't give me the address?
You were so curious from the outside. It looks like you were so curious about the house.
I was.
That you showed up the day, the minute, Nate, the
was.
Minute
yeah.
he got his keys and you're like, Let's pop this baby open and see what's
in
inside.
I walked up with a gift. Swag, what's the gift you think I gave Dirt for his housewarming?
I have no idea.
What's your guess, though?
Like golf-related or alcohol?
How would I show up? If you guys bought a house and I snooped and I investigated and I got an address and you didn't know it and I did the pop-in thing, what do you think I would show up to your house with as a gift?
I have no idea.
It's got to be golf or alcohol related or a welcome mat or something.
That incorrect.
No.
I showed up and I went, what's that Christmas movie where the guy sees, it's a Wonderful Life. You remember the Wonderful Life movie?
I do.
No.
Okay.
I mean, vaguely.
Well, in the scene, one of the guys gets a house, his wife presents salt and bread, and it's got the symbolic meaning. I showed up with a bone-in ribeye, a French baguette, and a box of cookies.
There you go.
I said, here's your first meal. Enjoy it in the new house. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. You're not showing up to my
house.
You
don't like any of it?
No.
How? So, like, if I showed up to your house unannounced, you'd feel like you wouldn't...
I'd feel away.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I thought we were cool.
I wouldn't, like, hate you for it. I would just
It kind of sounds like you do.
It'd be like, hey, man, text me next time.
Yeah, well, life is interesting. We're all going to die soon. Why do I want to play that game?
As long as people consider you a friend, it sounds like it is interesting because you could show up at their house at any time. In fact, you could show up the second they get keys to a house that you never shared the address of.
I will tell you, and this will be the creepiest thing to break on because I wasted the whole segment on this topic and I didn't expect to.
I'm having a fascinating time.
I could 100% get your address without you giving it to me.
Yeah.
And so I could already schedule a pop-in of just like, here, I'm here to wear your skin.
Yeah.
And make you feel real uncomfortable.
Well, if you're going to show up with something, I can't eat red meat. So don't bring
steak.
Are
you a vegan?
No, I literally just can't eat it. It upsets my stomach. There's something going on.
No bone and ribeyes for this guy, Swag. Could you imagine that?
So life? I want a Costco chicken.
The rotisserie chicken. Yeah, that thing will last a while.
And a baguette.
Do you save the bones?
Of the chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, making like chicken noodle soup.
Make a
or
chicken
stock
broth
or something.
Yeah.
No, the meal.
Yeah,
I don't
you
cook
eat the chicken.
Is the chicken.
Yeah, he goes to Games of Thrones.
But once
doesn't
he gets
even
the
use
bone,
a knife. He's just ripping off
right,
legs
again,
and wings.
But the whole bird just taking a bite out of like a birthday cake.
But the purpose of.
Now you're a psycho.
But the purpose of buying the ready made meal is like, yeah. I'm not a great cook. So then, boom. You're like, hey, did you ever take that apart and use all the pieces? Mm. No, I'm. It's not a Native American thing. I'm not going to use every single piece of the animal.
Well, that's just a waste.
Yeah, okay,
you can make
fine.
A good chicken broth with that.
I paid $5 for a giant Costco.
And if you stretched out and made your own stock, look how much value you've created. Look, Swag knows what I'm saying. He gets it.
Why don't you show up to my house?
I do this with beef bones, too.
Rummage through things and help me make a meal.
I'll just be eating snacks as you walk in like, oh, hey.
What's up?
Met your wife. We're just hanging out.
Cool. Your dog, Gobi, seems really cool.
Yeah. We played fetch in the backyard.
There's no yard. You're lying.
Well, okay. There you got that. Now I know where to start.
You haven't been there yet.
Exactly.
I can tell right now.
All right. Well, we didn't get to it. Let's get to it next. Knicks fire Tibbs. Let's talk about this. I find this very, very interesting. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, one listener agreeing with me in the fan text line, 503-864-6326. You're welcome to drop a bone-in ribeye at my house anytime you want. Absolutely.
That's not agreeing with you.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's...
That's welcoming a great gift.
That's, thank you for bringing me a ribeye. But that doesn't mean that they think what you're doing is not creepy.
Also, like, let's just be clear here. This listener is also right. You used to be able to just show up at houses before cell phones. Not so much anymore. Yeah, you know what? I'm an old school guy. I think we should have 45 minutes of internet time as a society and no cell phones. Let's go back.
That fits with that theory. Now I understand you a little more.
I just like to have more fun that way.
Yeah, you know?
I think it's more exciting.
Roll the dice, man. See what comes up, right?
Well, speaking of rolling the dice, the New York Knicks are certainly rolling the dice. They yesterday announced... Now, you'd have to... Swag, I'm going to go to you on this one. Not so much Nemec.
Okay.
How in your life do you... If a friend of yours reaches out and says, Swag! Swaggy J! I've been relieved of my duties at my job. Is that a firing, or does relieved of duties mean something different? Is that a respectful way of saying being fired? What's the difference?
I guess it depends. Well, there are circumstances. Like, if you work for a company that's going through, like, a merger and there's a reduction in force, they're just...
Well, that's a layoff.
Getting rid of positions or whatever.
Sure.
It says relieved of duties. But, no, if you were...
So he was fired?
He was fired.
Okay, thank you. I kind of thought the same thing, but I...
Yeah.
Thought they were trying to be respectful with the wording publicly when they announced this. The Knicks, after five seasons with Tibbs, have moved on. Tim Bontemps, I thought, said it really well. Hard to justify firing a coach who won 4 playoff series in 3 years when the Knicks had won a single playoff series the prior 22 years.
I hear that. I agree with that. However, can we get to the however?
However,
isn't Tibbs' whole thing that he's kind of the Jim Harbaugh of basketball? This, like, red-ass coach who is very, very, very intense, very, very, very structured, and his welcome runs thin very quickly, who spent 5 years with the Knicks. And, oh yeah, by the way, his big thing is that he's this, like, defensive savant. And they very likely want to build this team around Brunson and Cat, two defensive liabilities. So if you're the Knicks, so already you're like not totally functioning as an adult, right? And you go, okay, his system doesn't totally fit with a couple of our key pieces. He's been here 5 years. That's an eternity in the NBA. Maybe it's time to shake things up. I think this is pretty poorly timed considering they made the Eastern Conference Finals, but I can see the thinking in a vacuum that way.
Well, how did we get here? Chris Mad Dog Russo, a staple in New York media for a very long time, he has a theory of who decided to fire Tibbs.
And I don't want to hear everybody say, well, you know, he's one of these guys who takes you to a certain level, but he can't take you all the way. Oh, nonsense, take you to a certain level. Anybody who knows anything about basketball knows that Indiana had better players and more of them than the Knicks did. Much more of them. Much more of them. And everybody knows who follows, who sees, who watches the NBA, knows if Anthony Towns or OG make a free throw, or if God didn't let the ball bounce in with Halliburton's three or two at the end of game one, the Knicks would have won that series. But this is about Dolan. Don't let anybody hear you. Don't let anybody in America hear you say, oh, this is Leon Rose. Nonsense. Nonsense. Rose and Thibodeau are tight. He's his agent. This has got nothing to do with it. You think Rose wanted to fire Tom Thibodeau after he got to a conference final? But Rose doesn't have any power there. Dolan does. He sits on the baseline with the dopey hat on, thinking that he knows something about, but he wouldn't even know who George Mikan is. He knows nothing. He's there because his old man was a brilliant businessman, and he took over. That's what this is all about.
I got to be honest. If George Mikan passed me on the street right now, came back from the dead, I don't know if I'd 100% be like, that's George Mikan. I don't know if I could. I've seen him. I've seen, you know, whatever. But, like, I don't know if he passed me. I go, that's George Mikan. But, look, I think he's right here. And what I find interesting about this, look, you tell me the Knicks fire Tibbs if they lose to the Pacers. I'm not going to sit here and call you an idiot. I'm not going to say, oh, it's impossible. But the idea that this was a certainty, it's just patently not true. I mean, it was a possibility,
yes,
but it being a certainty, if it was a certainty, everybody and their mom that covers that league on a high level would have told you if they don't win, he's gone. Nobody did. Not a single one. There were people suggesting maybe it's Tibbs, you know, because we don't know what the roster's going to be. But it wasn't a certainty. And so I think you sit here now and you say, all right, even if you think Mad Dog is being Mad Dog, is he right, though? If the Knicks don't blow game one, there is a real idea that that series, maybe it swings their way, okay? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But it didn't go their way. They blew that game. And I find organizations that operate on that level, I find them a little unserious. Now, they are a serious franchise. They've made good moves, except the Bridges one. I think the Bridges one was terrible. I thought that was such an overpay for such a, I don't know, middle of the road, slightly upper echelon role guy. That was crazy. But if they win that game and win the series, he's not fired? So you based all of your decision on coaching because they blew that 14-point lead. That's not how you make decisions.
I hear you.
Especially those big of a decision.
I'm playing a little devil's advocate here.
Great, let's do it.
Okay. Brunson's dad is on this staff.
Yes, he is. Rick Brunson.
I'm not 100% sure that Brunson is 100% bought in with Tibbs. Mikal Bridges wasn't.
I had Rick Brunson card in one of my loaves of bread as a child.
Did you really?
I couldn't have been more disappointed with the draw I got.
Rick Brunson play with Temple in an NCAA regional in Seattle.
How about that? God, we're old.
Are we just sharing stuff? My grandpa went to school and went to DePaul at the same time as George Mikan.
Really?
Yeah. Are we making stuff up or is it real?
I really
saw Temple play a West
stuff.
Regional.
I know, I was kidding. Yes. My grandpa really went to DePaul. He grew up in Chicago. Went to DePaul the same time as George Mike.
There you go.
And never went to a basketball game because he was a music major and didn't really care.
Okay. All right.
I was like,
what were you saying, though?
I don't remember. I think that Mikal Bridges wasn't all the way bought in. I think Jalen Brunson wasn't all the way bought in. I think there's an...
Brunson had a quote after the Eastern Conference Finals. He backed Tibbs.
Yeah.
They did the opposite of what he said.
But I think that was public movement based on... Listen, Zach Lowe, Bill Simmons, I've listened to a lot of podcasts this week. They've all kind of broken it down. And all of them kind of implied internally some of the players weren't behind Tibbs. That the rotations were a little tight. They were playing too many minutes. That some of that, they had more players, Indiana just had more players, had to do with the fact that the Knicks kind of abbreviated the rotation because that's the way Tibbs likes to do things. And so some of that like lack of bench depth has to do with the fact that Tibbs doesn't really like developing bench guys in the regular season or the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
The switch up of the starting lineup for a guy who's just absolutely rigid in his rotations and doesn't want to hear it from other people reeked of desperation. They were, and it's a little bit revisionist history.
You thought that was a desperation move and not a, I got to change something up because it's not working move?
Because we're not getting it done.
Yeah.
I think if it comes from someone else, I don't think it does reek of desperation. I don't think you go, okay, well, you know, he's switching it up. Why not? It's change up in the series. We need more rebounding, offensive rebounding in the first quarter, and then Mitchell Robinson sets the franchise record for offensive rebounds in a first quarter with 5 in that game that he started. I get it. However, Tibbs is not that guy. Tibbs is like, we're going with this. This is who we are. This is our identity. These are our 7 or 8 guys. And the fact that he did that had more to do with the fact that they were significantly, that starting lineup was a significant minus throughout most of the playoffs playing together. That's Tibbs' construction. So whether you say Tibbs doesn't totally fit with this roster because they were a minus as a starting lineup through a lot of the playoffs, or you say, hey, he panicked, or you just say flat out, this group doesn't work together. I don't care how you splice it up. Something had to give. Mm. So you say, okay, Cat doesn't fit because he's a defensive liability. Maybe with a different coach, that works differently. The other piece here, and I think it matters, there's an off chance with the way the NBA works, and we do secrets and whispers when we're not supposed to. There's an off chance the Knicks have a play here.
Oh, I want to get into that. I think they make, it's being reported that they're going to cast a wide net here. I think they have an idea of who they want.
Oh, no. I don't mean that at all.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think the Knicks might say, we kind of know that Giannis or KD wants to be here.
Well,
and they want to be here on terms that, now, do I think that KD takes this team to a championship with the pieces they have to give away this year? Probably not. But if I'm James Dolan and you go, hey, Cat doesn't really play defense, not really a Tibbs guy anyway, not really an R guy anyway, can we do a Cat and something for KD next year and we have KD? But KD doesn't want to play with Tibbs. I could see James Dolan thinking that makes sense. Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. Giannis wants out of Milwaukee, but he doesn't want to play for Tibbs.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, look, the Kevin Durant part, we can get to this because the coaching search and how it's all going to go and who has the power. And man, again, you're kind of proving my point. If that is the thinking for them, you are telling me you're an unserious franchise. You're going to do this big mix up in these big trades. And you're going to do it for a guy that, you know, quite literally, if Steph Curry and the Warriors don't sign him, I don't know if he has a ring. And so far, the track record hasn't gone well for Kevin Durant teams. They don't make the playoffs or they get swept. And you kind of look back and you go, man, there's a lot of coaching bodies behind you right now. I wonder if there's a common theme here.
The trail of dead head coaching bodies.
It's insane. It is. I think it is actually insane to operate on the, we're going to make this move because Kevin Durant might want us now, even though he didn't want us before, and he doesn't like your current head coach. We can get into all that. Let's get into all that. Let's table it. I just also find coaching tenure in the NBA, who gets rewarded, who gets punished. I just really think it's a fascinating look of like, what? How's that work? But that doesn't. So we'll get into that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan. So I'm going to throw one at you. And I look, all this is just guessing, because so far there hasn't been concrete reporting. I think Jay Wright.
Who was it that said, somebody tweeted that they work with Jay Wright, and they said, I'm more likely to take a head basketball coaching job than Jay Wright. The only difference is, if I were called, I would say yes.
Yeah, that's fine to have the opinion and think you know him like that because you work with him.
He's a CBS.
CBS. So.
It was a very prominent journalist, but I just don't remember who it was within the last 2 days.
That's fine to have the opinion. It doesn't mean that if the Knicks call you and say, hey, Jay Wright, we'll pay you $13 million a year, Jay Wright's not going to take the gig.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think that's as likely as people think.
Jay Wright is destined to be a Knicks coach. He dresses the part. He's Mr. Yeah, dude. I mean,
the same way Patino was back in the day.
I mean, that didn't go well. He also could have gotten Timmy Duncan, and maybe it's all different.
So you're saying like Pat Riley, Patino, Jay Wright.
There's a vibe.
There's a family there.
There's
Phil Jackson.
There's definitely, since Pat Riley left New York, Okay. Think about how long ago that was, right?
Yeah, quite a while. Yeah.
He left, he goes south, he becomes, you know, one of those, what, snowbirds, what they call them. Since Pat Riley left the New York Knicks, the Heat have had three coaches, himself included. The Knicks are going to go on their 17th coach.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's just crazy.
See, and earlier in the last segment, you were like, yeah, but that's not a rational move. And so your argument is essentially not rational. And I'm like...
But they've been largely rational in most of this stuff.
Yeah, it's the Knicks.
The Bridges thing was a huge overpay. Right. I will listen to no other argument. You should have capitalized on the Bridges market earlier than you did, and I don't even know why you paid as much as you did for Bridges. He had some moments, but largely just it was way too much to give up. Because you mentioned Giannis. What are they going to give a Bucks team? Why would the Bucks want Towns? They don't have any valuable draft assets.
The only way that works is if Giannis says, I want to be in New York.
Yeah, well, that's great. But, like, you got to actually get something in return if you're Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is not going to just give Giannis to the Knicks because Giannis wants that. That makes no financial sense for them.
But, again, we're working under the James Dolan umbrella of thinking. So, yeah, if you remove the possibility of getting a Giannis or getting a KD... I don't think this move makes much sense at all.
I just think
the only possible rationale, mm-hmm. In my opinion, is that there's something else coming. Because if there's not, then you just got rid of a coach who led your team to the Eastern Conference Finals, who has a good nucleus of players that's not elite, right? I mean, you wouldn't say like the Knicks roster in the preseason. You'd be like, that's the team that's winning the title. Right? I mean, it's not a slam dunk by any stretch.
No, they are in a category of, like, that's a good team, though.
Yeah, and they're in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance that this nucleus, run it back, that you're in the Eastern Conference Finals again next year.
I see. I don't know if that's true either.
You don't like this group?
No, I like the group. I would have rather moved one of the Cat or Bridges pieces, but I don't look at the team and say that's a surefire Eastern Conference team next year.
No, but they've got a shot. I'm just saying this isn't a team that you blow it up and next year you're not in the playoffs.
If you took Cat off and put KD on, are they in the finals?
No, but
okay. So what are we doing here then? So like, I just don't understand. How do you reward? So let's use Portland. Let's use our local example. We win 15 games. Okay, coach, you've been rewarded. You won 36 games. There you go. You got to these finals, Tibbs. You're fired.
See,
it's the craziest world. Having coached a little youth basketball.
Oh, well, here we go.
And club basketball.
Yeah, expert opinion here on coaching.
Well, it's insane. I don't know how anybody wants to be a coach. I mean, like $30 million buyout's pretty nice. I just don't understand the logic on some of these decisions. Some are clear as day. Others, I'm like, I don't know, man. That's a pretty good job.
I think they're the same. I think the Billups thing and the Thibodeau, the Billups extension, the Thibodeau firing, I think they're the same level of functionality. Not particularly.
They're just kind of the opposite.
They're
result,
opposite.
Right?
I think they're both just not particularly functional decisions. So you end up saying, what's the other hurdle here? What's the other thing? Because if it's just this in a vacuum, this Knicks team is pretty good. Again, you could change some things. They're going to be competitive for the next few years. And Thibodeau's a good coach. Why upset the apple cart when you made the Eastern Conference Finals and blew a game one that if you don't blow, you've got a chance to be in the actual NBA Finals. Unless there's something else. Because again, in a vacuum, it doesn't make sense. The same way that when I read that Chauncey got extended, I went, I'm not sure that makes sense.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. Ryland Stiles of the Locked On Thunder is going to join us at 7:30. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on the Odyssey app, The Fan, and YouTube.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.